So the circular flow of income then basically just means that firms sell you goods, you buy those goods, but at the same time, firms pay you wages. And so there's this circular flow of income. You buy goods from them, they pay you wages, and onwards it goes. Now, national income will increase. That's basically consumer spending. National income will also increase, not just because of consumer spending, because of injections into the national income, which would be government investments and spending, private investments and exports. So national income will increase when it's got injections into it. It will decrease when it's got withdrawals from it, when people aren't spending money because they're spending it on tax, because they're saving, because they're spending on imports, so the money's going abroad. So national income increases by injections, investments and exports, decreases by withdrawals, tax, savings and imports.